the earthquakes in that particular region in Africa, because they're close to the Rift Valley or along the Rift Valley, are rare, like most earthquakes are rare. The records show that there's been at least 10 other earthquakes in the last 100 years. But the interesting thing I wanted to point out, that all these earthquakes together, the total number of deaths were about 19. But this one particular earthquake resulted in 16 deaths, and it was 5.9 on the Richter scale. So one earthquake alone has given significant damages, significant losses of life compared to the earthquakes that we've had in the past.
Now looking ahead, Amjad, governments in sub-Saharan Africa, what should they do to make sure that if ever it happens again, the impact is going to be minimized?
One of the important things that are happening right now, particularly in East Africa and under the lead of the East Africa community, is just this year, the East Africa community, which includes Tanzania as well, have developed and adopted a disaster risk management bill. This risk management bill sets the framework for preparedness and response and disaster risk reduction and provides the African countries, particularly those who belong to the East African community, with a framework by which they will develop disaster risk reduction activities, which may include awareness raising, which may include building codes, strengthening building codes, early warning systems, as well as other preparedness and prevention activities based on the needs of the country. So now the next step is to get the political actors, you know, the decision makers, to translate that particular bill into their own national laws and develop national strategies for disaster risk reduction. Because the costs of disaster risk reduction in the long run, it's much cheaper than a disaster response.
Should people in the affected countries, like in Tanzania now, should be fearful of more earthquakes?
Well, it's difficult to predict, and because of that, it's very difficult to actually have early warning to warn people that an earthquake is coming at a certain time and people should get out of their homes. What could be done is to ensure that we develop and enforce appropriate building codes that are able to withstand the types of earthquakes that may occur. And these building codes do not have to necessarily only be for earthquakes, but they also have to be, you know, building plans and urban planning has to take into account flooding, flash floods, and things of that sort, because those, they also destroy infrastructure, they also destroy livelihoods. And because, any, as I said earlier, floods are much more frequent in Africa, landslides are much more frequent in Africa than earthquakes are. And yet, in many ways, you can address both by having the right, for example, as I said, building codes and evacuation training and awareness raising at schools and so forth. I mean, in this particular earthquake in Tanzania, we lost already three schools were destroyed because of this, and over 1,200 buildings have been damaged. That shows that we have to do a bit more work when it comes to maintaining and safeguarding our infrastructure, especially schools and hospitals.